from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Here it is. Live on YouTube as well, Marty.
Available on YouTube.
I take this time to apologise for the giant pimple on my forehead. Marty, you've been very respectful today. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I didn't even notice it.
I didn't notice it.
Troy, that is a lie because you said, how much concealer did you put on that?
I thought you might have just rubbed it off when you were squeezing it again earlier.
I did.
You have. I have seen you pick it a couple of times.
I squeezed it.
I remember my mum saying when I was a kid, get infected. Just don't pick it.
Scar.
It does. It scars. I put some hand sanitizer on it before, which I don't think you should do.
I don't know why
alcoholic.
You did that.
Because it's alcoholic and it will kill whatever's inside. And I've run out of pimple patches.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah. Would you wear a pimple patch
I
on
think
top
pimple
of that?
Patches are worse than just
No. I've worn them in here.
Yeah, I know.
I would much rather because they hide it and they hydrate it and drag all the shit out and heal it and get rid of the redness.
Oh, okay.
We're amazing.
What was your last pimple, Marty?
Oh,
shut up, Troy.
I'm trying to think of a name.
Squeezed her out of your life.
Sure did.
Bit of pus?
Oh, yeah. Ended up on a tissue in the corner.
You knew what you were doing.
No, I actually
had no
I remember
idea.
Just a couple, a couple of weeks ago, you had one on your neck or somewhere, I remember.
Oh, yeah,
I used to get blind pimples.
Yeah, and it was quite painful.
That never come to a head, and they're really painful.
Yeah.
And you bang away at them for a few days for no result other than to inflict pain on yourself.
They're the best ones when you can squeeze one. I got one on Lockie the other day, and it literally went.
Sometimes I'll have a blind pimple, and I'll just push it. Yeah. To feel the hurt.
A real Helen Keller.
Just push through. To feel alive.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, still there.
Good reminder.
What about one inside the nose?
Oh, they're
a rare treat.
I don't think I've ever had one inside my nose.
A very rare treat.
It's have it in my ear.
Ear pimples?
I think I've had one in my ear too. Just at the top.
Yeah, just like in there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I save that space for my hair.
Yeah, you'll probably get a giant ingrown.
I got to get my ear hair waxed.
Why do you get laser?
Yeah, I got to get lasered.
Yeah,
just get one of those little sort of zappy things. You can just with a battery and you can just trim it.
I bought a laser machine. I'll laser it for you.
Nah, it's all right. I might see a professional for that.
Yeah, I'm actually too afraid to even use the one I bought because I bought it from a website, but it came and it had nothing on the box, and I was like, this seems funny. I'm too afraid to use it in case it gives me diseases.
Did you spend much money on it?
Yes. Not that much.
Google it.
Put the model number on it.
Don't Google it now. I mean, when you get home, Google it.
But there's nothing on it.
What about if you get the serial number or something off from the back of it and search for that?
It looks like this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about laser technology, but if you need a hand removing any hair, I'm your guy.
It is excellent laser when you get it done properly.
Mm-hmm.
Painful?
It depends. Down to the ankles is a bit sore.
Oh.
Under the area is a bit sore.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'll be right.
Perineum.
No. Yo. Thank you.
Tell you what, you'd have to cut your way through with a hedge trimmer to get to my perineum.
Yeah. For snipper.
Honestly.
To laser the old string.
It'd take you weeks to get in there before you could start lasering.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd be like back cutting in bushfire season.
Back burning.
You should do some back
burning. I should just burn it off with a lighter.
It burn it off.
It is like that just season. Fully like that.
YouTube!
The smell of you doing some back burning.
With a can of deodorant and a lighter.
It actually looks like you're just showing like your whole butthole to Will because you've got no pants or shoes on.
That's a meat smoker.
It sure is.
Oh, this one's out of control. It's up my back.
Oh, no. The burn's got away from me.
What have you got on Insta, William?
James Budgie, our favourite, one of our favourite contributors. He has sent through some of the photoshopping that's happened in the UK at the moment. Look how good this is.
It's me as Kate Middleton.
Matthew that's funny.
Matthew is the young boy.
Louis?
Oh, Loza, what photo of you is that?
That is the horrible one that they put.
That looks like Cher.
So What James has done is he's got a photo of Lauren and then he's taken her eyes from when she had a green whistle when her knee popped out and put them on top of her face.
Which I didn't even... You told me that last week. I didn't know they were my eyes.
They're your eyes. And then he's put that on a T-shirt and printed the T-shirt and brought it to our producer's podcast
live. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I love
William, you actually look amazing.
You look like our dad.
I look like George.
Yes.
Daddy?
Yeah. Very well done.
Matthew should get a bowl cut.
Yeah. Well, Matthew... Because we were alerted that Matthew may have turned up in the Ferrari team in Saudi Arabia last week.
put his eyes in
his full burqa, and someone's put Matthew's eyes in there.
That's
starting to border on distasteful.
Yeah.
Oh, that is. Just for this one.
Oh, God.
Because James also says
a change room?
He spotted you in a fernwood, Marty.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeez, wow.
Can we do that?
Hello, ladies. Of course we can. I mean, if people can't handle a joke about a man wearing a burqa into a female changing room, the world's gone mad.
Yeah.
It'd be no different to me being dressed as George Pell at a creche.
Oh, wow.
There's been references to Lauren being the new Matthew.
Yes. People
copped a couple of whacks.
Yeah, but...
Settle down, everyone.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a bit of fun.
Lauren will never be the new Matthew. Oh,
thank you.
She's got a pimple.
James.
Because Matthew is an absolute simpleton.
And I've worked with Marty for a very long time, and I used to cop it a lot worse than Matthew even ever has. Say anything back.
Has it been nearly 10 years?
Nearly?
It's our 10-year anniversary next year, Marty.
Is it really?
Yeah, we'll have to have a party.
Huh, gee, that's gone quick.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of time when we weren't friends like we are now, but, you know.
Well, not a lot of time.
No,
what are you talking about?
A year, maybe, where we didn't really know each other that well.
Oh, well, I didn't want to know you.
I know.
This is James's artist impression of Lauren as the new Matthew.
Look at Matthew's little gut. Look at his little gut. In his leader
house. No,
it's just the shirt.
I feel like Patty's tummy, like, you know, a German kid.
He's just.
George, make me right. I'm full of chocolate.
Full of chocolate.
Full of beer.
No, he's not here to defend himself.
No, and it's not. Like
well, it's
at all.
Indefensible,
I don't
that, like whole, that,
at all.
That whole thing.
No, he did an incredible job at our producer podcast. Is that a vape in his hand?
I don't know what's in his hand. It looks like a vape.
No, I think, what was it?
Or a remote control for a garage door.
No, I think it's his mic pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
God, for his
headphones.
So boring.
You know something that Jay raised in our producer's podcast we recorded last week with the upcoming comedy festival that Triple M is a part of? Are you listening?
Put your phone down.
I'm looking at you.
I know. That was so rude.
I was looking at you and talking to you for a minute.
I'm like,
any second you'll look at me.
Still hasn't. No,
Jay had an idea because so many people have said, you've got to do a second producer's podcast.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
There's dozens of them. And Jay said it could be part of the comedy festival. And we could just hire a room and make it very clear this is not a comedy show.
Yeah, like it's called Don't Be Fooled, This Is Not a Comedy Show.
Yeah.
You should do it.
I think it's a really fun idea. We've had people RSVPing for
Whether or not you'll get a room at this stage.
Yeah
that we just have to talk to them about what the room is.
Well, you can always talk to Carl Chandler about that space at the Morris House.
It'd be tough to, unless it's like after the festival.
Well, you just have to find a gap in his programming.
They just have to go to anyone.
Yeah.
Whatever room it is.
You might find that he's having a Monday night off there. Yeah. You know, they don't do 7 days a week.
We said it would be funny if it is like a 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Like
matinee.
You could definitely do that.
Sure.
Get in touch with him.
A flappy matinee. Mick Mac. Between James and Mick Mac, I think they're our one and two. They're our Federer and Nadal at the moment.
Okay.
Just trading places at the top of the leaderboard.
Right.
He spotted on the YouTube. Hi, YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
Hey, YouTube.
That our young Greek friend, Nick, has done some cheeky character work outside.
Has he?
Watch this video.
What's he doing?
I don't know what I was talking about, but then Nick's giving me a sneaky finger.
Oh, he has. He's flipped you the bird.
Oh, Nick.
Are you across this, Nick?
Nick, you're flipping the bird to
flipping the bird?
William?
Trying to get yourself on YouTube.
Mick Mac edited this.
Yeah.
I don't know. How could he have done that?
Don't know.
And isn't Nick Spanish, not Greek?
Yes, he's not Greek.
He's scratching his shoulder or something. It's his index finger. He's going like that.
Jeez, I don't know. That looks like a cheeky little
ready?
Greek.
Ready? Watch. He goes like this. See? It's like a hook.
Yeah.
No, it's like a hook.
Oh, I reckon Nick's put me in the bird.
I reckon he is too.
Nicholas.
Time for a haircut too, mate.
Stop.
And that had a real...
Handshake vibe.
Handshake vibe.
It did. It was like this.
YouTube.
Yeah, they don't know who's handshake.
Oh, I've got an idea.
they need only look and figure it out. From Rhiannon. Hola, amigo. I'm currently traveling across Mexico and, of course, keeping up to date with the podcast.
Nice.
Here is a club sandwich from Puebla.
Oh, how wonderful.
Have you been to Puebla?
We haven't seen a club sandwich photo for a long time.
Oh, gee, looks good.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need to eat it.
Oh, that's
those chips are too thick for me. I like fries.
Yeah, I don't mind a thick chip as long as it's cooked properly.
Yes.
This clubby has been cut into quarters.
Which is pretty standard for a club.
Is it?
Yeah.
They do like little triangles for a club, usually.
So you get one big hell bite out of the front there.
Yeah.
And then you just bang, bang.
Yeah, because it's a lot of bread.
Oh, I feel like one now.
How do I?
It's the indigestion I don't want.
Yeah.
Is every club sandwich 3 pieces of bread?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Every single one?
Well, it should be for a proper club.
It should be. That's part of the
Big Mac
recipe.
And sandwiches. Yeah.
Right. I didn't know that. I don't think I've had a clubby.
You've got to try a club.
He doesn't like sandwiches.
Next time you're in a... Oh, you don't like sandwiches.
And someone told me jury duty. Oh, you'll love it. There's sandwiches.
Oh, no.
You're not helping.
You would have hated the comedian store. We had sandwiches like they'd just been invented.
I love a sandwich.
So do I.
It's one of my favourites. It's one of life's pleasures.
Club sandwiches traditionally don't have crusts on them, though, do they?
No, they can.
Yeah.
We had a lot of finger sandwiches.
Right, yeah.
You could literally just shove a finger of a sandwich in your mouth.
Yeah. Love that.
Absolutely stunning.
Even just like a little cucumber finger sandwich and butter.
Beautiful.
Incredible.
Chicken and mayo, a little bit of dill.
Oh, my God, I'm getting hungry.
Hanging couldn't eat pre-show because he was so weak. Moon and I would stand at that sandwich table. And the only thing that stopped us eating was we had to go on stage.
It's like a feeding trough.
And then did you keep eating after?
Absolutely.
And then you would go out for dinner?
Yeah, of course.
We had a story about Moon. Let me try and find it. In the meantime, we have a bung-eyed bandit that has received his T-shirt. So this is Tim proudly bunging his eyes. He's representing the bandits.
Oh, my gosh, Tim.
Gee.
Oh, that that's well
serious bung-eye.
That that's some bung.
That's almost needs intervention.
Oh, here it is. This is from Dion. Hi, gang. Dion here, previously of Oakville, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now living back in Bruce, Vegas.
Nice.
Sorry for my tardiness, but I have a flightmare story that I think you will all like, especially Marty.
Oh. Dion has messaged us before about a letterbox, or was that some guy that lived in, like, Finland or something?
No, I've forgotten his name. He was in Estonia for a bit, then he was in St. Petersburg in Russia, I believe.
Yeah.
Dion says, a few years back, my wife and I were flying from Perth to Brisbane. Sitting in the seats in front of us were none other than Lawrence Mooney and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, an hour or so into the flight, the old man sitting behind me takes a turn for the worst and has a serious medical episode.
Jeez.
Flight attendants suspend drink service and panic breaks out. Okay. They didn't think he was going to make it and the flight attendants were visibly shaken and upset.
Oh, my gosh.
An hour passed and they managed to stabilise the old fella. You won't believe what happened next, but it's 100% true and Moon Man will verify.
Oh, my God.
I'm interested to hear this from Moon Man.
Mm.
The flight attendant approaches him, apologises for the inconvenience and hands him a full bottle of red wine.
Mm.
Here's the best bit. Moon Man turns to me, holds up the bottle and says, cashing in on the turn.
That does sound like Moon.
It sounds like something Moon.
God, I thought he was going to go out and get up and do stand-up for everyone because I was so traumatised by the experience.
No.
No. Get off your phone, please.
No, I can't.
We were saying if you had an Eddie Maguire schedule from 2016, Breakfast Radio.
No,
imagine if you had to go to a Collingwood board meeting.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
No. And then work.
Then back to your producer, the producing company that you run.
What the heck?
And then had to film five episodes of Hot Seat.
Is it any wonder he wanted to spend more time with the kids?
Yeah.
And then you had Footy Classified tonight.
Get some balance back into your life.
Bloody oath.
Yeah.
Jeez. Busy man. This is from is from Lofty. Oh no, this is another. Sorry, I've got my system on model.
No,
this is
no, from Dale. You're going well, if you're wondering.
I heard Loz mention a bowling alley, says Dale, and for some reason, I think she'd like this tidbit. I just watched Ricky Stenicki on Amazon Prime last night, and about halfway through is the Greensboro Bowling Alley.
Yes.
I watched this movie. It's very ordinary, but it was mostly filmed in Melbourne.
Yeah, it was. In Bundoora, in the Bundoora area. This bowling alley, I have spent countless hours at.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Australian cast members in it, randomly. Stan Grant has a major role in this
Ricky
movie.
Ricky Stenicki.
It's the one with
John Cena and Zac Efron.
And John plays like their imaginary friend or something, who then is like real.
How strange.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ryan Shelton's in it for a bit.
Right.
Yeah. Heaps of Australian cast.
Give us a look at the cast of Ricky Stenicki.
You would recognise multiple names personally.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not as interested in the bowling alley as you would imagine.
I was trying to paint a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, Stan Grant is like a character in it.
What is going on?
It's really strange.
Okay. And it's awful?
Quite bad, yeah.
Really? I'm not surprised. I didn't think it was going to be excellent.
Mm.
Ricky Stenicki.
You recognising any names?
I'm not recognising any names.
No, not at all.
Deborah Lawrence?
Deborah Lawrence, yeah.
She was the mum in Please Like Me.
William H. Macy was in it?
William H. Macy was in it, yeah.
Oh my
God. He was actually quite funny.
Ryan Shelton?
It has its moments.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Mm.
Do you want to see the bowling alley, Marty?
Sure.
Look.
Oh, it's neon.
Never there when I was there.
Oh wow, it must be very different.
No, they've all got putt-putt joints in them now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's multiple.
You can't just have one thing in a bowling alley anymore.
It's a laser tag place.
It always had a little games area.
You got to have games.
I enjoyed the bowls.
Yeah.
Bowling alley.
Ten-pin bowling.
Yeah. It's a very fun one in Coburg or Northcote or something. That's very funny.
Tegan says Jackson Tozer is excellent. Great local actor.
Jackson Tozer. Okay.
He must be in that as well. Patrick is sent through his living room because he is watching YouTube for the first time. Still do pubs. First time on the big screen, worth every inch.
Nice. Oh,
let me see.
He says the dog's name is Billy.
Cute.
Oh, Billy. Oh, he's got a block of chockey.
He's got a block of chockey and a stubby of Furphy.
He's got a Furphy and a block of chockey and his dog Billy.
He's set.
That is a solid setup.
I know my living room sucks. I've got kids, so can't have nice things.
I don't think it sucks.
I know what it's like when you can't have nice things.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because kids, they have no respect for stuff.
Of course not, because they're learning.
Even now. Would it kill you to pick a towel up? You know, the dirty washing basket.
Yeah.
Try putting something in that. You know, when you take something off and throw it on your floor.
Put it in the basket.
That's now your mother's job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, stop washing their clothes, first of all.
Okay.
My mum stopped when I was like 15, I think.
Yeah, but you stink. So you didn't learn how to wash your clothes properly.
Oh, wow. You, Matthew.
Don't say anything.
From T. Lawrence.
Don't say anything, I said.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Shush! Your face! Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Should we...
I shouldn't have said it.
Good.
About the stinky stuff.
The stinky stuff.
Well, someone had to tell her.
Yeah.
Shut up, will you? Shush! Your face!
T. Lawrence says...
You do have a funny smell.
No, she does not.
No, she smells divine.
Divine?
I've noticed it a couple of times where I've thought...
I think it smells great.
Should we talk about... You for a minute?
Nope.
Your hair's looking great, by the way.
Thank you, mate.
On the back of your head.
You're Ray Gruber. Yeah. What am I doing?
T. Lawrence says, g'day team, currently in Broome and have been listening on Listener. But guess what? Discovered Triple M Broome 102.9 today.
Okay.
I'm sweaty, but Triple M's still rocking up here.
Oh, yeah.
Swamp ass weather.
Yeah, how beautiful there. And knowing that you can't swim in there, that would be hell.
Yeah. Mm. It's an interesting photo.
Does Broome have a breakfast show? Let's find out.
Let's go.
Broome. I'm always intrigued by the local teams.
Matthew would know.
When I was in Broome, there was a crocodile spotted at the beach.
Are you serious?
A snake that I saw. A shark was there earlier in the day, and there was stingers.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
A lot going on there.
Yeah, okay. It is 102.9 Broom for Good Times and Greatest Hits. Not Rock's Greatest Hits.
No. Well, I think we're winning. We're not. We're
scroll down.
We got Coatsy for breakfast.
Coatsy.
And Cliff.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Coatsy. Let's have a look at Coatsy.
Coasty.
Oh,
it
Coasty.
Is. It's Coasty. Yeah.
Sorry, Coasty.
And Cliff for the drive home.
About the show.
He's a good looking rooster.
There's nothing there.
What? There's nothing under about the show?
How rude.
Oh.
Coasty, if you hear this somehow, send us in some.
Well, what's the point of having a website?
I know.
If you don't have anything attached to it?
That's a very good question.
Well, Coatsy's there working his bum off.
Coasty.
And Cliff Reeve for the drive home. Yeah. Looks like he's on the Triple M Network. Where's Western Australia.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, hang on. Tanya and Steve are here now.
No, I think you've gone to a different market.
How did that
you end up there?
I don't know. I just hit back.
You just click something.
Yeah.
Coatsy. Well done,
Coasty.
Mate.
Coasty.
Yeah. Coasty.
On the coast.
Keep punching, bud.
Well done.
Let's get into the full show. Done from Triple M. Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Wednesday morning already, Marty.
Oh, my God. It's hump day. In a short week.
It really is, isn't it?
This is perfect.
Yeah, nice.
4-day weeks. They're the way of the future. Yeah. I've said it once. I'll say it 1,000 times.
I do agree.
Yeah, a couple of people already started that. I really embraced it, the 4-day week.
The 4-day week, bro. And a WFH in there.
Yeah. Done. Tick,
you're not even working.
You're not even working.
No.
You're just pretending to work.
But if you're getting the work done, who cares?
Hey, hang on. How was Pink?
Pink was great, Marty.
Was it? Late night, though.
Late night for me. I got to bed at midnight.
Why does Pink come on? Not come? Yeah. Why she start so late?
I did wonder that. Being a Tuesday night, I mean, she's targeted at young girls predominantly,
like yourself.
Yeah, like right in the demo there. And yeah, coming on at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, I thought was pretty late.
That's late.
Yeah. Of all the places to see a bit of a hullabaloo.
Oh yeah, a bit of an argument between a couple of mums and their daughters.
Oh, you're
right
kidding?
In front of me. I was in GA. I was very surprised. I'm like, calm down. We're at a Pink concert.
And was there push and shove?
Bit of pushing and shoving.
Was there?
Wow. Touching of the hair.
Bit of Fs.
Yeah, a lot of Fs.
Oh, wow.
It was
security drift over?
No.
Did Marlon come over?
Oh, no. I'm going to have to put you in a headlock.
Oh, look, this used to be a fun house.
Yeah. It used to be a fun house.
I just want to remind you we're at Pink. I don't think you should be.
This is a place of joy.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to put you in a chokehold and knock you out.
Pink would have been very upset to see that unfold.
Absolutely would be.
As she's flying through the air.
They resolved it in the end, but it wasn't very nice. But a great show. She's such a great performer.
She is.
She's extraordinary.
Guys, I've got to cut off your airflow if you keep carrying on like this. This is the fun house.
Is the fun house what she calls the tour?
There's used to be.
It's a song of hers.
Yeah.
All right. What's the tour called?
I think it's called Summer Carnival.
It is.
Is it something?
Because I remember that from the photo you sent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's had a great spot. And Tones and I was very good as well.
It was a great support.
She has an incredible voice.
She really does.
Yeah.
And at Marvel Stadium, I mean, Pink's got 5 shows there. I think there's three. One more tonight and another one on the weekend. That's extraordinary.
Five
Australia
Marvels.
Loves Pink.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. Do you know the next concert that's there, though, is Coldplay
in October,
which we're all going to.
Well, she's cutting it pretty fine to the AFL season.
Yeah.
But there's no round on at Marvel this week.
Yeah, no games there this week, and then North are the only game there next week.
No, that'd be wrong. Yeah.
Well,
it's not 4:40 on a Sunday. It's on a surface that's been butchered by teenage girls.
And Troy.
Troy,
I was contributing to that.
We cannot get a win.
Top 6 at 6.
Jeez.
Good. Well done.
Could be one of the best ever.
Yep.
Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
American singer and Raspberries frontman Eric Carmen, who was best known for such hits as Hungry Eyes and All By Myself, has died aged 74.
Oh, ballet.
Massive song, this one. Huge.
This one as well.
Dangerous Dave has never seen Dirty Dancing.
Are you serious?
Dave? Yeah.
He'll do anything on a weekend.
He will not.
But he won't sit down and watch Dirty
Dancing. That is exactly what I said to him. He goes, there's a lot of passionate people. And I was like, I'm not even that passionate, but you've never seen Dirty Dancing?
Like, it's a hard one to miss.
And he said he's got the vinyl. He's listened to every song. He said it's a fantastic soundtrack. I was like, obviously, because it's a fantastic movie.
But he's just never seen it.
No.
We have to sit in the challenge this morning.
Oh, he said he's going to watch it.
Just to spend, you know, 2 hours at home on the weekend.
That's all it takes.
That's Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, yeah. I get it mixed up with
Flashdance.
Oh, I think.
When we talk to Dave about it, don't mention that he'd have to miss a yard sale.
Okay.
There's a market.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, don't mention that he can't go to the Red Hill markets or drive 3 hours from his house.
No, I wouldn't.
Because then he'll get thrown.
Yeah. A friend's having a barbecue on the other peninsula.
Yeah, yeah. And we're just going to go for an hour.
He could literally watch it himself on his phone on his way to work today if he catches the train.
He could.
He could, on his
You're
iPad.
Right.
Yeah. Dave, yeah. If you're listening, put it on right now.
Coming in at 2, Thailand has become the latest country to address its declining birth rate as expert models forecast a population decrease from 66 million to 33 million in just 60 years.
That's a big drop. The population.
50%.
Yeah.
But does that matter?
I don't think that's a bad thing. Yeah. I think, does the world need a bit of this? We should be embracing this.
Isn't this whole Attenborough's whole thing?
Yep.
There's too many humans.
Yep.
I think economically it's difficult for the country to lose that amount of people.
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
You don't want an ageing population.
Yeah. Supporting the rest.
Mm. No. Ah, well, let's look, it's a far more complicated issue than we've obviously got time to dig into at the moment.
What, in 24 seconds?
Oh.
2.5 minutes.
No, you're right. I don't have an issue with it. Done. Coming in at 3, animal rights activists who broke into a piggery and installed hidden cameras to expose animal cruelty found more than they bargained for when the checked footage showed that one of the cameras had captured an alleged act of bestiality.
Oh.
One of the blokes out at the pig farm, and this is why I've always said, if one pig.
No. You've never said that. And also...
Where was this?
I've heard him say it.
Yeah.
Where was this?
Yeah, where was this? It's not in Australia.
I mean, you're pretty... You're demented, if you can still use that word. Can you say demented anymore? I never know. But I think if you're that bored at work that you're looking at the back end of a pig thinking, you know what I could do here?
Oh, my God, it's in Victoria.
Kill 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, if you could last that long.
I don't like any of that.
It's an awful story.
It's a terrible story.
What?
For the pig. Well, not everyone wins in these scenarios. And honestly... I'll keep moving. But in terms of bad things that humans have done to pigs... Oh, okay. Now I've seen the footage of it.
No, you haven't seen the footage of it.
We don't need to see any more of that.
He's going to work.
That is one of the most revolting and horrible things that anyone could do.
It is.
And cruel!
Awful.
All right. I beg to differ.
Shut up.
45 seconds.
Matthew Perry left more than $1 million in a trusty established named after famed Woody Allen character Alvy Singer, even though he's worth $120 million. Perry's parents will likely take on his acting royalties as well as other parts of his estate, which included his 2022 memoir, which was a disaster, wasn't it? Didn't he read it on Nimble and it was just a mess?
Yeah, I was listening to the audiobook and it was really grim.
Oh.
Slurry and not nice.
Geelong is reportedly preparing a surprise pursuit of Melbourne midfielder Clayton Oliver despite his 7-year contract signed in 2022. William, what are they telling you?
Jay Clark story.
Oh, he's always right. Dolly Parton is recording a song with Beyonce.
Top 6 at 6.
What's actually happening?
Beyonce's recorded Jolene and it's going to be on her new Renaissance Act 2 album.
Top 6 at 6.
Yeah!
5 seconds. Stand by 2. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. Today, Marty, is the 13th of March.
Number one song in 2003.
Delta. Gee, she was good.
She's got...
Still is.
But this album, my goodness.
What was the album called?
Well, this is from the Born to... Like, this is when Born to Try came.
Right.
Together, 20 years ago.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time now.
She was very young.
She was.
Yeah. She was like 16 on Neighbours, wasn't she?
Lost yeah.
You, 1781, William Herschel sees what he thinks is a comet, but is the discovery of Uranus, Troy.
Oh, that's quite the discovery. Just by looking up. 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Is that a comet?
Comet? That's Troy's anus. Why is that directly over me?
doesn't have a tail through the sky?
Lights out, William. William. Slow down.
William Herschel.
That's what they called it, the Herschel for years. Slow down, William. Enjoy it. Take a breath, buddy.
Ooh.
1935, driving tests were introduced in Great Britain.
So before then, they're just thinking you...
Jump in, have a go.
Here's the keys, off you go.
How ridiculous. Wonder how many people had to die before they went, you know what we should do? We should have some sort of training.
Yeah. So you obviously didn't lose your licence until after that day.
Yeah. Obviously.
Speeding fines, no problems.
No problems. Drink driving, are you kidding? It's best type 2 drive.
Imagine parking in that era.
Oh, even Loz could have parked.
I said it yesterday. I am not Matthew.
You're the closest to the bowl.
Even you could have parked. And that's including with your bung eye.
Whack, whack. Whack, whack.
Because you're a lady and you got a bung eye.
I'm an excellent parker. Except for a couple of times.
2004.
Oh, big jump.
Luciano Pavarotti performs in his last opera.
Oh.
It was Tosca.
This wasn't actually from that night.
No.
We couldn't find that particular night or performance.
Is this Tosca?
No.
I think I've seen Tosca.
Tosca.
Any excuse to play a bit of Pavarotti?
Yeah. It makes me emotional and I don't know why.
Because it's,
I don't know
it's moving.
Yeah. It is.
Never missed a lunch.
Is that right?
Yeah. Do you reckon he loved pasta?
I reckon he had a few bowls of pasta in his time.
Do you reckon he loved pasta?
Yes.
As he's getting towards
pasta?
The end of this, big song, big finish, he's thinking,
get me a bolognese.
Four cheese gnocchi.
Ragu.
The rabbit ragu.
Fusilli.
He would have loved it.
I think we made a very similar joke.
We absolutely would have. I think we made that
exact. He would have smashed pasta.
Oh.
2008, gold prices on the New York Exchange hit $1,000 an ounce for the first time.
You want the current price?
Yes, please.
Currently, $2,172 US per ounce. That's $3,264 Aussie.
That's a good investment.
Yeah.
That's doubled in what?
About
13 years.
Yeah. 16 years.
16 years?
Always tracks up.
William?
This is a tune, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Black Keys.
2019, Cardinal George Pell is sentenced to 6 years in prison for sexual abuse in Australia. Convictions overturned in 2020.
Anyone want to say anything?
Awful story, that one.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Two alleged victims, one who took his own life.
Yeah.
Whether that was related to this or not, I don't know. And then the other bloke was pretty firm.
Mm-hmm.
2020. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates steps down from the company's board to focus on philanthropic activities.
Like putting microchips in us.
And putting microchips in us.
And having his little weekends away with his
He got one weekend
friend.
Away a year with his old girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it's not a bad initiative.
It's a good setup.
How sensible.
I'd like to see more of that.
Did the wife get it too?
Great arrangement.
She should be getting that as well.
Well, she got to live with Bill.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh. Bill's money.
Mm. Yeah. You'd be saying great if you're stepping onto a yacht.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
I'd be like, Bill,
thinking,
you go do whatever you want.
Yeah,
see
Bill,
you
if you want to spend 3 nights with Susan, go for
see
it.
See you, honey.
Leave your credit card, will you?
Yeah. 2023 vinyl records outsell CDs in the US for the first time since 1987.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
I'm surprised it wasn't sooner than that, because when's the last time anyone bought a CD?
CDs.
No.
So early.
I don't even have
vinyls.
A way to play them.
No, me neither.
Oh,
I've
yes,
got
I
two
do.
Vinyl players.
I've got one of those Bose clocks that you can push a CD into.
So that must be about 20 years old.
I don't reckon I've ever used it.
Yeah.
Coco Gauff is turning 20. And Adam Clayton's turning 64.
It's on this day for March the 13th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way.
Marty, the Flemington Racing Spectacular continues with TAB Australian Cup Day. It happens Saturday, March 30. You can grab your tickets at Ticketmaster, or you can win them with us, of course. A reserve table this week for you and five mates at TAB Australian Cup Day. Drinks on arrival as well.
It's a great prize.
Excellent prize.
Over the Easter long weekend, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yep.
I'm just reading that Delta Goodrum didn't write Lost Without You.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
A guy called Matthew Gerrard and Bridget Benenanate.
Oh.
How disappointing.
Yeah.
That is disappointing. She would have written...
No, she didn't write it.
No, but the other one, Born to Try...
Oh, you're thinking about that because it was the number one song on this day in 2003.
We were just talking about it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. She was 18.
Yes, she wrote Born to Try. That's all that matters.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, it was written by Goodrum and another bloke. So I always get nervous when I see a second credit. Anyway, Harry's in Beveridge. Hello, Harry. How are you going?
G'day, Marty. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Oh, bloody beautiful this morning.
I know. Right. Yeah. Hump day, mate.
That's it, man. You know how it is.
I'm calling it. This week's over.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an early call. Tristan's in Hastings. Hello, Tristan.
How you going, mate? Going all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How you going, mate?
Going good.
Going all right.
What do you do for a living, Tristan?
With scaffolder, mate.
Scaffolder. Tough work, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a bit of steel on the shoulder.
Yeah, a bit of steel on the shoulder. I've never been able to say that in my life.
Yeah. Like you're doing back squats.
Yeah. Or you're working for a living, which you've never done either.
Oh, you have.
Sick burn, bro.
Marty's worked at the cafe and you also pump petrol.
Piccolo Mondo.
Yeah. All those things.
I was a milk runner for years. I mean, don't think I just lobbed into this seat without a bit of life experience.
Well, I did some labouring.
Oh, how long for?
Oh, during my uni days.
Stumbles McFoo here.
It wasn't consistent work.
Never is.
Get off it, Troy. Get off it.
Harry versus Tristan. Here we go. Great prize. The Flemington Racing Spectacular. Australian Cup Day.
You and five mates.
Did we decide if it's TAB or TAB?
I think they prefer TAB. Yeah.
TAB.
Yeah.
Question one, curveball sent on the Instagram by Brad. Name is your buzzer, gents. Best of three, first to two. Here we go. Question one, Sid, Ollie, Millie.
Tristan. Ice Age characters.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. No, that's good. Harry?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue to this one.
They were the Sydney 2000 mascots for the Olympics.
Yeah, I'd neither of those blokes. No, I wouldn't have got that.
No, I don't think you
Sydney.
I got that.
For Sydney, yep. Ollie for Olympics, and Millie for Millennium.
No, very good, William.
Well, he wrote it.
Question two.
Sorry, Brad.
Name is your buzzer. Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Glasgow.
Harry.
Clayton,
Scotland.
Yes. Scoreboard pressure, Harry.
Oh, this is for the win, Harry. Ooh. Tristan, you need this one.
Tristan, you need this
one. Come on, Tristan.
I know. Don't make me more nervous.
All right, here we go.
Sorry, Tristan.
Question three. Wish You Were Here, The Wall, The Dark Side.
Harry.
Pink Floyd album.
Harry.
Well done. Hey, Tristan, do you want to come back tomorrow for another try?
Yeah, give us another go.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Prices are going up at the MCG, with the cost of the most popular items increasing. Hot chips.
Mm.
going up from 550 to 620.
Ooh, geez.
Soft drinks, 600 mil, $6.20 now. They were 550. How's this? Bottle of water, $4.70.
That's
for water. A bottle of water.
That is three times the price of a litre of petrol.
Wow, when you put it like that, Troy.
That's frightening.
Golly.
Even the old 4 and 20 is up to $6.20.
Bring a thermos, whack a hot dog in it.
Chicken burger, $12. Carlton draft, $13.50.
It's un-Australian.
This country is.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Sporting news now, the wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. The calm before the storm, before footy is back in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Bit of a soft launch last week. It's a hard launch tomorrow night at the MCG.
Tomorrow night.
Carlton take on Richmond. The Tigers are set to welcome back a trio of stars. Dustin Martin, Tom Lynch and Toby Nankervis all got
three
through.
Three big ins.
Three very big ins, and they need them because they were pretty putrid against the Suns last week. So they all proved their fitness at a very solid training session yesterday, which is good news. We'll see two good sides lined up for tomorrow. Triple M Footy Primetime from 6. Jack Heverin, Isaac Smith, Lee Montagna, Jay Clark dissecting the action, and that'll be a regular fixture on the Triple M Footy calendar this year because there's a lot of Thursday night footy.
Pre-game.
Bit of pre-game. 6 p.m. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Right.
Confirmations that Colby McKercher and Zane Dersma, picks number 2 and 4 respectively, will debut for North Melbourne this weekend.
Good.
Very exciting. They were good in the practice game against the Saints. For the Saints, Darcy Wilson, pick 18 in the most recent draft, will debut for St Kilda as well, which is exciting for those young kids.
Yep.
In the cricket, Sheffield Shield yesterday, disappointing day for the Vics.
250-odd runs scored down there and 15 wickets.
Yep. So a virtual semi-final between the Vics and WA at Junction Oval. Less than ideal for Victoria on day two. We were knocked over for 144, which meant a 100-run deficit in the first innings. WA, and they were also in trouble in their second innings at 4 for 31. And then it was Cam Bancroft and Josh Inglis who steadied the ship and they dug in, built a lead. And with 4 wickets in hand, WA have a lead of 219. So hopefully we can knock them over early today and then try and chase it down.
Yeah, we have to win, don't we?
Yeah, have to win. And the winner will most likely take on Tasmania in the final
in Tassie.
Of the Sheffield Shield in Tasmania. Speaking of cricket, Elise Perry, a masterclass in the WPL, so the Women's IPL, the first ever player in that competition in its short history to take a 6-wicket haul.
Oh,
Elise Perry.
God.
She's taken 6 for 15 in 4 overs.
Jeez.
And then 40 not out with the bat.
Oh,
so
she's
she
freak.
Has sent her Bangalores to the playoffs. So well done, Elise Perry. Just
she must be getting older by now. I feel like she's been around.
Pretty older end, yeah.
Can you Google Elise Perry, find out how old she
and
is?
A dual sport freak. Scored a goal at a FIFA World Cup.
Oh, she was a Matilda.
33 years old.
33. She got a couple more years in.
Absolutely. Basketball, a spot in the NBL finals on the line for our Melbourne United tonight. So the third game against the Illawarra Hawks at John Cain Arena, 7:30 p.m. The third game, one apiece going into it.
Mm.
And the equation is the same for Perth and the Tassie Jack Jumpers. They have game 3 after that game tonight. So we have the 4 teams.
Oh, mate, I've totally blanked.
You've missed the NBL, so
I've just totally daydreamed all through that.
Oh, my last minute.
Just the NBL stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, what else is boring?
Melbourne United, it's a really good standard of basketball,
we
the NBL.
We should go one
tonight,
day.
It's
not tonight.
Probably sold out.
Yeah, I mean, one day we should go.
Yeah.
Well done, Loss. Good from you.
Organising a team trip.
Yeah.
And in tennis.
I genuinely think we should.
Yeah, basketball's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melbourne United and the Phoenix as well. Melbourne teams, they do it really well. And in tennis news, shockwaves.
What?
World number one, Novak Djokovic at the Indian Wells Masters. Stunned by Italian qualified 20-year-old ranked 123, Luca Nardi.
No.
He's knocked him off.
He's
knocked him off.
Really?
Novak is wobbling.
Yeah.
He's still world number one, Novak Djokovic.
Not for long.
Luca Nardi revealed he had a poster of Novak above his bed from the age of 8. It was his hero. He's only 20. And he becomes the 4th lowest ranked player in history to beat a world number one at a Masters 1000 event, which is an incredible statistic.
How good would he be feeling?
Djokovic was getting frustrated, very frustrated. And this is him talking to the umpire after Nardi had stopped during a point. He thought the ball had gone out, so he kind of stops and then just gets it back over the net, wins the point. Djokovic was unhappy.
He reacted to the call. He didn't make the call. He didn't actually stop the point.
He's stopped.
Just because he stopped doesn't mean the point stops.
Just because he stopped doesn't mean the point stops. What are you talking about?
He can react, but as long
it's
as he doesn't...
reaction, he stopped. He literally stopped, and that's it. And he confused the community. I stopped as well.
This goes for a while. You can get out when
he's
done.
He's not happy.
He hit the ball back, though.
He got the ball back.
So what does it matter?
I don't know.
The crowd's noisy.
Yeah. Bit of a sookie sook from
that. Was he okay when he lost? No.
Hey, it was fine.
Yeah. Oh, mate, he'd be fine.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, let's try and give away a $10,000 to Paul in Geelong.
Hello, Paul.
How you going, Marty?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Thank you. What do you do for a living, Paul?
Property maintenance.
Ooh. Property maintenance.
Very important.
That is.
The whole thing, inside, outside?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, good man. How are you enjoying it?
It's good. Good challenges. Something different every day.
Mm. Working on your own, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Own boss?
Yep.
Yeah.
You could have a pie and a chalky milk for lunch.
Don't have to ask how long the lunch break is.
No. All of that stuff. Whatever you like.
Yeah.
Park the car and have a nap.
Yeah. You can have a pie in most jobs.
Yeah,
I know, but it's just you don't have to, someone doesn't have to watch you eat a pie every day, so you feel, you start to feel a bit guilty about how many pies you've had.
Does someone watch you eat your pies, Marty?
People have watched me eat pies over the years.
Really?
You've dropped a pie on my pants.
Oh, that's true. That was unfortunate.
My cream bone pants. What a footy one here.
What a crazy colour to wear to the football, though.
Yeah,
and I stand
that's
by
your
that.
Fault, Troy.
I stand by that. If you wear beige pants to the footy, you're asking for trouble sitting next to me.
It's a fair point.
That pie was hot, too.
It was very hot.
On my leg.
Paul, who's your favourite band?
A lot of the Aussie stuff, but Grinspoon.
Nice.
Kingswood. Probably international would be Queens of the Stone Age.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you see them? They were just out here.
I didn't go last, but I went to the one before. They were amazing.
Nice. Mm. They're out here pretty regular, aren't they? Mm.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
All right, Paul. If you win 10 grand, what will you do with it, mate?
Oh, geez. Just a lot of stuff around the own house.
Yeah.
Bills, everything.
Yep.
Bills.
Add up quickly.
Here we go, mate. I'm handing you over to the King of Steam Green, 2017 Peninsula Hall of Famer for services to the arts. Please make him feel welcome. Joy out!
Thank you, Marty. Paul, you ready for song one? Title and artist is what we need. 10 seconds on the clock. Here it is.
Queen, Somebody to Love Me.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, look, now we're an issue.
You gave him a tick, Troy.
I did give the tick.
Well,
I think that's.
What do you reckon, Marty?
Well, we gave him the tick. Let's play on.
All right, there you go, Paul. We're feeling generous today.
Thank you.
It's actually Somebody to Love.
It is. That's okay.
And then he just said, me.
Me.
Yeah.
It was separate just going, to the song title.
Yeah. Me. Is that what I said? Yeah. Oh. Me said that.
There's going to be some issues if Paul wins 10 grand. I tell you what, the T's and C's department will unravel.
All right, ready for song?
I'll take the blame.
Song two?
Yes.
Paul, you ready? Title and artist. Here it is.
Black Velvet, Alana Miles.
Yeah!
Oh my god! I said before, I don't think anyone's gonna get the singer of that song.
You did, yeah.
Because I always thought that was
Tina Arena. You know
the song? Oh, this is mad. Oh, we're all standing up.
I wore the wrong bra.
Two of three. Yeah. It's okay. Go and charge your bra.
And we have an adjudicator in here with us as well.
We do. Yes. Tegan's in today.
Oh,
Tegan, were you happy with song one?
Yeah, I heard the comma in between Somebody to Love.
And me.
And then just the random comment at the end.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Me. Good call.
Yeah. Somebody love.
Me. Paul, song three. Good luck.
We are all standing up. Ready for it, Paul?
Yep.
For 10 grand.
Come on.
Here it is.
Baby Animals. One Word.
Yeah! Yeah!
Paul! Paul! Finally!
my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's 10 grand!
I've tried so hard for so long to get through and... Oh my God.
And here you are, mate, 10 grand. I mean, we gave you one early.
Yeah, I know. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, Paul. Now you can go pay the bills, do whatever you need to do around the house.
Wowee. It's amazing.
Wow. Have you got a partner, Paul?
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
His name's Nick, and he's a demon in the sack.
There's the promo.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah.
It's what we needed, Paul.
Yeah.
Good on you, Paul. Wow. Well done.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
How'd you lose a limb is the question we're asking now.
133353 or let us know through Insta at Marty Shergold Show.
I'll accept digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toes.
Yes.
Yep.
Maybe a fun one, like an ear.
I was going to suggest an ear.
You don't often see people who have lost an ear.
We knew someone who had lost part of an ear.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. Never knew the story. It's a tough one to ask someone, how'd you lose your
ear? Someone who you don't know too well as well.
Yeah.
Because I can't hear you.
No.
Silly. Well, you can still sign it.
Yeah. So you're just accepting that, did you lose party body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you accept eyeball?
Absolutely I would.
Perfect.
Toe?
Yes,
toe every day of the week.
Every day.
my
throat.
It happens.
Mm.
You know, and we can have an adult conversation about it.
Accidents.
One of my best friends, Blake, lost the top of his finger.
Yeah.
Literally like that. And the first time I saw it, it was like, I couldn't stop staring at it. I was like,
some people wear missing fingers very well.
Oh, he does.
You know.
Yeah.
My grandfather had a missing finger and it was great.
Yeah.
You know. On his smoking hand, it was a yellow, stumpy thing. It looked like a proper Australian old man's finger. Stained with nicotine.
Yeah.
Been through the war.
Yeah.
And it looked like a proper half finger.
Yeah.
I was always impressive. Happy to see that finger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was like, geez, that finger's done some work.
Yeah.
Badge of honour.
That half finger.
Yeah.
Lost it in a motorbike chain.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But he told me that's the one where they had the hole in the toilet out the back dunny, and he told me a spider bit it off. You tried doing a poo in your tent out there, just staring at the hole in the wall.
Spider the size of a dinner plate. What is this?
Sticks its head out and bites your finger off.
How'd you lose a limb? 133353, get in touch.
Some of the NFL fans who attended a near-record cold game in Kansas City suffered extreme frostbite and had to undergo amputations, doctors have revealed.
What?
I can't feel my legs!
Oh.
This game was crazy cold.
Yeah.
Minus 20.
What happened there?
Well, I mean, I don't understand
the
sort of what constitutes a cancellation of a game over there.
Mm.
It's minus 20 to watch the Kansas City Chiefs host the Miami Dolphins. Jesus, Miami would have been out of their depth in that kind of
race.
It was a wild card round in mid-Jan. The wind chill made it feel like it was minus 33.
Why would you even go?
Was that the one where they were jumping into the snow without shirts on in the stands?
That was in Buffalo.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a crazy cold snap around that part of the country at the time. And I remember the Dolphins quarterback didn't want to wear gloves because he wanted to feel the ball.
Mm.
And he's like, it's a mindset. I'm like, no, mate, negative 33.
Yeah, you're going to lose a finger.
I mean, these seats are frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you going? I mean, there's no fun in that.
No.
I think Tay-Tay was at this game.
Yeah, but she was in a box.
In a box.
Yeah, she was sitting out there. She's those punters. He hasn't even got a shirt on. He probably lost his nipples, the idiot.
Reese in Frankston is with us, Marty.
G'day, Reese.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
You're wonderful, Reese. Go, mate.
No, you go first.
Did you lose a lip?
No, I didn't lose it. It was intentionally removed.
Oh, okay. Oh, which one?
Oh, dear.
So my fourth metacarpal on my right hand, I got told I had a broken hand for 6 months. I was in a half cast and doped up. And then, I went to good old St. Vinny's in the city, put a dye in my skin, did an MRI. And about 5 minutes later, I'm up having surgery and a fifth of my hand's gone.
Right. Wow. So that is the bone that comes out of almost your wrist up to your lower knuckle.
Yeah, correct. So what actually had to happen was the fourth and fifth metacarpal on my right hand both got amputated. They looked at the fourth one and said, no good, so put that in a bin somewhere. It's lost now.
Yeah.
And then they moved the fifth one over, and now I've got a Ninja Turtle hand.
Oh,
wow. So they just shifted your little finger over it so that your first four fingers are still intact.
That's exactly right. I need to swing a hammer for work,
Yeah, yeah.
So you still have fingers attached to that metacarpal?
Yeah, but one's wow. just one's technically just missing.
Mm. Oh.
It'll be like that now.
Yeah, it's like that.
Could you
say? So, yeah, but I'm lucky to be alive. There are
well done, mate. They got it early. Yeah,
good on you, Russ. Wayne Bandura.
Struggling to pitch it.
It'd be like this.
It'd be like
this,
that. They've
like
taken that bone and
moved it over.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
His little.
His pinky's just flopping.
Gone.
No, he doesn't have a pinky.
Oh, he locked it.
They got rid of that pinky boy.
How'd you lose a limb? Wayne, morning.
Hello, Wayne.
Morning, guys. How are we going today?
Wonderful, Wayne.
I have got two ripping stories for you.
Okay. Great.
First one is when I was apprentice chef back in the early 2000s when I was getting $6 an hour and a jug of beer was $10.
Yeah.
We used to have split shifts. So we go, well, obviously, as a chef, you'd go to the pub and we'd drink beer and play pool. And anyway, went back to work a bit under the weather, had a few too many. And next thing you know, while I'm prepping broomware and some onions, touched straight in between the knuckle on my pointer finger on my left hand.
Mm.
And it's taken the whole thing off, and they put it back on, thank God.
God.
But it fused, and one of the chefs, I couldn't move it. One of the chefs about a year later went, you're full of shit, and he grabbed it and bent it and snapped it. And I couldn't move it again.
Oh, God.
Next one is my old man when he was a kid in Scotland.
Was
walking along the river with one of his best mates, and his mate stepped on a rock. And the rock turned out to be a massive water rat, and it turned around and bit his ankle.
No, it didn't.
And his whole foot was just hanging by a tendon.
What? How big was that?
A rat bit his foot off.
This guy can get pretty big, and they were only about 7 or 8.
Wine. That can't be true. A rat bit his foot off.
It'd have to be nice.
These water rats, they are massive. So dad's been petrified of rats ever since, so he wasn't too happy when Mum brought home a couple of pet rats for the boys when we were younger.
The trick it is. Yeah. I don't know whether to believe this story.
No, I'm not sure about
it. I desperately want to. Yeah, I know. The idea for the kids in the car that a rat could bite your foot off, sleep well tonight.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Right now, though, we're talking how did you lose a limb? Very cold football
Kansas
match.
City Chiefs. Yeah. Chiefs game in January.
Yeah.
People were sitting out there. Wind chill factor got it down to minus 33. That frostbite.
Mm.
12 of them have had amputations.
There's not enough layers in the world to make that comfortable
at all.
You think about a cold night at the MCG.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
It's nothing like
much
that.
Worse. Yeah. How'd you lose a limb? JD in Melton West, Marty.
Hey, JD.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Loz is here too.
Hi, JD.
G'day, love. I'll go that way, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right, mate. Go for it, buddy.
No, you nailed it. You nailed it.
Yep, well done. Carlo.
Yeah, go. Lost my words. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
It's fine, JD.
What
story is, the mother of my two daughters, when she was 8 years away, 8 years of age down in Tasmania, back in the late 70s, early 80s, sliding down a slide, and as a little kid goes down the slide, they put their hands out on the side to brace themselves sliding down. As she was sliding down, halfway down the slide, her right hand pinky went missing.
She lost the little finger going down the slide.
Going down the slide, having your hand on the slide rail.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
Someone's grabbed it underneath the slide and whoop.
Yeah, thanks, JD. Jody.
Like a water rat.
Kids. There's no way, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely not.
We've Googled water rats, and old mate was trying to tell
before
us.
Before the news, yeah.
That a water rat had bitten off his dad's mate's foot.
It was dangling by a tendon, I think.
There's absolutely no way.
Can't have happened.
What?
Maybe he got an infection.
We didn't say anything about that.
No.
Infection.
It sounded like a big chomp.
Jody in Mernda, how did you lose a limb?
Morning all.
Hello, Jody.
It was my cousin, my older cousin.
Mm.
Her and her younger brother were fighting over, you remember those little old square Metro chewing gums?
Metro chewy.
I don't think I do remember Metro.
They don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were fighting over one of those, and they're only tiny little things. So they decided that they should cut it in half.
Yeah.
So they put it on an old stump in my auntie and uncle's backyard.
Ooh.
And my younger cousin got the tomahawk out, and she's holding it. And so he's chopped it in half, and he chopped a wedding finger off just the below the knuckle.
Oh, my God.
And it's rolled off the stump, and their little dog took off with it. So they were never able to retrieve it.
No! Oh, my God.
What movie was that in where the dog's got his finger in his mouth and he's sitting there staring at it?
I've got no idea.
It's pretty funny. I saw it recently.
You got about 5 seconds, Loz?
No, she won't get it.
On the Marty Shigold Show, it's the Wheel of Games.
Spinning around.
Marty, Wednesday already, our Wheel of Games. Yes. And it normally spins at Matt's house.
I know.
Yeah, Matthew's no longer with us. He's not dead.
He's alive.
He's Singapore. Just moved into a different role within the company.
That's right. He may appear on the podcast from time to time.
He can do whatever he likes.
Absolutely.
He's one of us.
Away enjoying a holiday right now.
He is. He's well deserved. Singers.
Yeah. Yes. So I decided to spin the wheel at my house last night.
How'd you go?
I landed on this.
What?
There you go.
Good spin.
So did the wheel fit in your car?
How'd you get it over from Matthew's?
Well, I put a trailer on the back of the car.
Good. Oh, no.
I swung over and got it.
It's quite a big wheel.
It's a huge wheel.
I feel like we play Hookapedia more than any other game. Do we think?
Well, we play it once a week.
But it's also on the wheel.
That is true.
Yeah.
You must have been busy last night with Pink.
Very busy. Yeah. I did it early on, Marty.
Yeah, you must have shot over there in the
arbor. That's an afternoon spin.
In an arbor spin because you didn't get home till midnight.
It does have a slight twist on it, though, Marty.
Oh.
It's the Landmark Edition.
Great.
Okay, Landmark Edition.
Oh, this is where Troy says that he was opened in 1864 and things like that.
I wrote out some facts about a landmark from its Wikipedia page.
Great.
So you can answer the simple question. Which landmark?
Brilliant.
Yes.
I love it.
All right, best of three. First person to guess two landmarks wins for the week. Are we ready for the first one?
Yes.
Who am I? The Landmark Edition. Construction of me began in 1987, taking 22 months to finish. I am made from iron. I am nicknamed La Dame de Fer, which is French for Iron Lady, and I was constructed as the centrepiece of the 1889 World's Fair.
Do you mean the Statue of Liberty? You said 19 at the start.
You did.
Did
Eiffel
I?
Eiffel Tower.
Well,
I mean, I got it.
I would have.
Well, I don't know.
We all said it at the same time, excuse me.
Geez. Let's strike it.
Null and void. Null and void.
My apologies.
Because from the start, I was like, that sounds like Eiffel Tower, but you said 19. Anyway, fine.
Right. It's okay. You had a late one.
Yep.
You were at peace.
4 hours sleep last night. Can you tell?
Not at all. You're amazing.
All right, who am I? The first plans for me were unveiled in 1968, with construction of me beginning in 1975. I was designed by Australian architect Donald Crone. I'm the tallest structure in New South Wales and the second tallest observation.
Centrepoint Tower.
Yes, well, yeah.
God damn it, why didn't I say it?
Well done.
I don't even know what
I should have just said it, but I couldn't believe it was the tallest thing in New South Wales.
Yeah. 309 metres tall, Marty. All right. Point
God
to Will.
Almighty. Christ almighty.
Win it here if you get this one correct. Who am I? Construction of me began in 1843. I'm a British cultural icon and one of the most prominent symbols.
London Bridge?
Are you kidding?
No. Prominent symbols.
I will throw a pen at you if you ever speak to me like that again.
After the way you've spoken to me?
You be so careful, mate. You could end up like Matthew in another department. That happens so easily, mate. You wouldn't believe it.
Are you happy with
that's
this?
Not even
are
a chat.
Happy? Are
that's
you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy?
You're just upset with your guest.
Yeah.
You want more clues?
Yeah.
A British cultural icon and one of the most prominent symbols of the UK parliamentary democracy, and I'm often in establishing shots of films set in London.
I know.
Big Ben?
Come on!
How did you not get that?
Big Ben, that's a win for you, William.
Wikipedia,
our landmark edition. What's on the back? Time for sporting news now. The wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. We have Richmond and Carlton tomorrow night at the MCG. The first game in Melbourne for 2024, and the Tigers are set to welcome back a much-needed trio of stars, Toby Nankervis, Tom Lynch and Dustin Martin, if you don't mind.
Daisy Thomas is coming in shortly to run us through all of that.
Absolutely. All three of those players proved their fitness at a solid training session yesterday, so we can look forward to Thursday night. Yes, very big ins. Confirmations that Colby McKercher and Zane Dersma as well for North will make their debuts this weekend against the Giants, picks 2 and 4 respectively. Really good draft hand. It looks like North Melbourne pulled off at the most recent draft.
Gather, boys!
Jay Clark, our
How
man.
Are we feeling about Thursday night footy? Because there's a lot of it this year.
Basically a mainstay for the first 15, half of the
15
season.
Weeks of it.
Something like that, yeah. That rings a bell.
I like it.
I like it.
It brings the weekend earlier for me. I think it's a no-brainer. And
prefer
then,
it to Monday.
And it spreads out footy over the weekend. You get a lot of overlap over the weekend when there's nine games. So I think Thursday night footy
like
is
Thursday night footy.
Absolute no-brainer for me. Jay Clark has reported today, Triple M's Jay Clark has reported that Geelong is among a number of clubs throwing their hat in the ring for the services of Clayton Oliver. Now, it's expected that Clayton's contract is approximately $1 million a season for a further six seasons at the D's.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to stump up that cash. But there are theories he might be seeking a fresh start at a new club, obviously a very tumultuous
season. So this would be start of 2025?
Yes. Yep. And he's, of course, right in that age of a prime midfielder, about 26 years old, which means that he would be right in the sweet spot for Geelong, who have some ageing midfielders like Patrick Dangerfield and Cam Guthrie, and then some a young crop of stars. So he's right in the wheelhouse of what they would
that
need.
I feel like that club's done has supported him through a lot of things.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
Would be incredibly ungrateful.
And I also feel like it won't help his cause running around with the rest of the boys knowing he's leaving at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Might find himself in the twos.
Yeah, and we've seen Angus Brayshaw, of course, having to retire. It would be a big hole in the in the club's midfield if they were to lose two players in the one season. So we'll see what happens there. Interesting report, though. In the cricket, the Sheffield Shield, day three for the Vics today, trying to steer that ship around because it was a less than ideal day two for the Vics against WA at Junction Oval. Knocked over for 144 in the first innings, a 100-run deficit behind WA. They are now with 4 wickets in hand, a lead of 219, trying to build on that today.
We've got to knock them over early.
Really early. Hopefully
under
this rain.
Skies.
Yep, this rain we are hoping holds off. It was Cam Bancroft and Josh Inglis who built the lead for WA. And Elise Perry, we mentioned her before, a masterclass in the WPL, the Women's Premier League
She's
in India.
She's a freak.
Absolute freak. The first ever player to take a 6-wicket haul in the WPL, 6 for 15 in 4 overs.
Phenomenal.
And then 40 not out with the bat. Just the perfect all-round performance. So well done to Elise Perry. Basketball tonight, the Melbourne United are taking on the Illawarra Hawks at John Cain Arena, a home game for a spot in the NBL Finals. It's the third and final game, the decider of the semi-final series.
Who will they play if they win?
They will play the winner of Perth against the Tassie Jack Jumpers, which is also tonight in their Game 3
did
decider.
Did the Jack Jumpers win last year?
Last year it was Sydney beating New Zealand, and the Jack Jumpers made the final the year before. So in a very short history, the Tassie Jack Jumpers have built a bit of a legacy.
That's Tassie for you.
Yeah.
Real legacy vibe.
Appetite for sport down there.
Do they?
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jack they Jumpers. Love it. You should see when the Roos go down there.
All right, that's the back page.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it.
Spin it.
Spin it. Spin it, DJ.
Marty, an hour ago, Paul won $10,000. He correctly identified our three songs by title and artist.
We gave it away.
Yes. Could it happen again?
A lovely man who was...
Had some work around the house.
He was a maintenance bloke.
Yeah, he was a maintenance guy.
Maintenance guy.
Yeah, had some bills.
Partner called Nick.
Out.
He needed it.
Yeah.
He'd just done a bit of work around the house, as you said.
Yeah.
And he's clearing some debt, paying some bills. Jeez, I bet he can't believe he's just won 10 grand.
Well done, Paul.
Ringing a radio station. No. Naming three songs and artists correctly.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
That's all you've got to do.
We could give it away again to Nick in Ringwood, Marty.
Hello, Nick.
Morning, Marty, Laurie, Lozza and the boys.
Hi, Nick.
G'day, Nick.
Nick, what do you do for a living?
I'm a joiner.
A joiner.
Yeah. Oh, a nice one, Nick. How's work?
I'm on holidays, actually.
Oh,
are
well
you,
done.
Beautiful.
Did you so hear? Did you hear us give 10 grand away at...
I did.
Yeah.
And I might have got the three of them yourself.
Oh, wow.
Well, Paul said his partner was Nick.
Oh,
This isn't Paul's partner, Nick, is it?
Demon in the sack.
And I'm hot in the bed, too.
Yeah, you're demon in the sack.
A demon, mate, a demon.
Yeah. Nice,
great. It's great to be a demon in the sack, isn't it? There's a few things you can hold on to in life, but if you're a demon in the sack, like old school demon.
Yep.
It's quite the title.
You don't hear it a lot.
No.
Demon in the sack.
You should hear it more.
Like, that's it.
You never hear it about men either. No one ever goes, he was a demon in the sack.
They might go, she was.
Maybe you do hear about men, but it's ladies talking to ladies. You know?
Is that what ladies say? Would a lady say he was a demon in the sack if you were having a rosé at lunch?
No.
What do you say? Do you say things like, he's pretty good in bed? Or how would you word that?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Goes off like a frog in a sock. Like,
yes.
Yeah, that's what we say. Exactly.
What do you say about Nick?
Frog in a sock. Who's your favourite band, Nick?
The Oils, mate.
Nice.
Oh, like you, Marty.
Mate, we had a bloke, did you hear him, Nick, who told us his favourite band was The Oils and then he missed Blue Sky Mine.
I might have heard that and I hope that doesn't happen to me because I've never lived it down.
Well, pressure. I had a question recently and couldn't name the Dead Heart.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But that's a hard one to name.
Yeah. You're under pressure, though, Nick.
You're too hard on yourself.
We could really give this away twice in one day.
Of course.
Just as if we do, that'll do me, Gus.
Is that me and Paul have 20,000?
Same household.
Same household. Demon in the sack.
So I'll be going off.
All right, mate. Here's Troy Ellis to walk you through the three songs on offer this morning.
Thank you, Marty. Title and artist, Nick. You know how it works. You ready for song number one?
I am ready.
Okay, here it is.
Is it Black Old Sons, Stone Temple Pilots?
No.
Oh my God, you were close.
It was Black Old Sun, Soundgarden.
Oh no!
Nick!
Frog in a sock.
The demon in the sack.
Not my wheelhouse. I want the old stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to know what ladies say about men who are good in bed.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, that's not fair.
I could just ring one of them.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Loza was pretty big on this one.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Close Encounters of the Bird kind.
Yeah.
Like I said Close Encounters of the Bird kind. Australia bird song's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, my God. When there's no other sound like when you hear that. Warning sound like that.
You get five or six kookaburras in a tree, and it is
chaos. They're having a great time.
You get the Maggie's. Cockatoos. Oh my God,
they're loud.
Screeching.
Forget about it,
guys. Take a break. We had a Canadian person stay with us years ago.
Really,
and she came out into the lounge room. She was like, "The birds." Yeah. Do they ever shut up?
Yeah.
She would have known.
An accent.
Yeah, she had a Canadian accent. Hey, bro.
The birds.
The Canadian's a very hard accent.
Ooh, you got to get yourself in there, kind of.
Shut up, eh?
Yeah, no. Like I said, Canadian's quite hard.
Right? Well, there's no a boot sound in kookaburra?
Oh my God. Take a break, mate.
Can I tell you a story about kookaburras?
When I worked
at Camp America, we would sing Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. I was with someone who thought that a kookaburra was a mythical creature like a bunyip.
I was like,
you know, that's a bird. She's like, what? A kookaburra is a bird?
Kookaburra? It's like an emu?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a close encounter of the bird kind where, you know, the birds are in?
Yeah.
In this case, a pair of pigeons has caused chaos inside a UK hospital room.
Yeah.
Nurse Nisha screams in terror over the stray birds. You hate pigeons.
Pigeons? Oh, and we've created pigeons. We made them that way, and now we're afraid of them. They're gross. Yeah.
Remember when the pigeon was in the fish and chip shop years ago and
Crunchy
you were starting
dory.
To get quite you felt very unsafe.
I just don't want a bird flapping around my head.
No, well, it's not. Well, when you get swooped properly, it is quite frightening.
So scary.
It's like, Jesus Christ, that bird's really had it. Yeah. Full go at me.
Yeah.
They come at you with their bloody talons.
And their beaks.
It's so sharp. What about when the pelican stole my sandwich? Hello.
When the pelican stole your sandwich. Bloody pelicans. I'd love to grab them by the snout and just break their neck and put them on a fire.
Have you seen the video of the pelican swallowing a pigeon whole?
That's pelicans for you. It's a bit more than a pelican. I mean, if you'll eat a pigeon, you're a disgrace to the bird world.
Let alone a pigeonhole.
Mate, why, as a bird, would you eat another bird?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
That's bloody pelicans for you.
Have you had a close encounter of the bird kind? 133353.
This Nisha's kept a safe distance while her colleague Charlotte used a blanket to shoo the unwelcome patients out through a window.
You're gonna have to come in.
Okay.
You're gonna come in.
No, I can't because you won't let them out.
Come here. Shut the door.
Well, then we can't do anything. We're not pest control.
I'm pest control.
Oh, there's more.
Get out! Shut the light off.
I get it.
I love music.
It's
just like there's a guy playing bass.
I get them in the back of my house at least twice a week.
I've never
what about
had one.
The cockatoo that had lost half its head in my driveway?
Don't I hate this story.
Oh, that was
awful.
That
the one in the back of the car?
Yeah. And that's the one I put in the car and took to the bird lady, and I had to put my lawn mowing earmuffs on because it was screaming the whole drive.
No.
I was like, all right, mate. I get it to the bird lady who's drunk, which is why I had to drive it to her. And she goes, oh, Graham will knock that on the head when he gets home.
Like, you're not going to help it?
What?
How much of its head was...
Well, once I had a look at it.
Quite bad.
It was pretty bad. But I couldn't look at it initially.
It was screaming.
I just threw a towel on it and shoved it in a cardboard box because I couldn't kill it.
Oh, you didn't want to knock it off.
I don't have that in me. Yeah. I couldn't go and grab a shovel and go, oh, I'm just going to be a minute.
No, I couldn't do that.
You're not a bird killer.
I'm not a bird killer.
God, no.
Unless it's the bedroom, am I right? Bro?
Oh, there you go.
Hayley in Werribee is with us, Marty.
Hello, Hayley.
Good morning, guys. First time, long time.
Good on you, Hayley.
So I was at the Sydney Opera House having lunch years ago and a seagull swooped down, stole my lunch and flapped its wings in my face.
Oh, yeah.
And I am now terrified of birds and it's been 16 years.
No, as you should be, Hayley. That's completely fair enough.
The sound of a bird flapping near was very loud and the wind it produces.
Actually, on Port Douglas,
it's horrible.
We had a bird. I can't remember what sort it was. I don't know if it was a seagull. Could have been. And my daughter was about to put a chip in her mouth.
The distance
between the chip and her mouth, the bird came through between there, grabbed the chip and flew out of the pub.
It's like that Red Bull flying show.
It really was. I'd set up a couple of cones. The bird came back. I timed it.
It's pretty talented, really.
Thank you, Hayley.
It's amazing.
Alex in Baldwin.
Alex.
Good morning.
How you going, mate?
Good. First time, long time.
Good on you, Alex.
Yeah, it never gets old.
Nah, good, of course it doesn't, mate. Because you only hear it once.
No, we don't.
Hey, so I'm in bed one morning, right, about 6 a.m. Yep. Hear this smash coming from the kitchen. So I get up and grab a shoe thinking I need a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Walk down the corridor. Couple of parakeets coming at me, so I chuck the shoe at them.
Yeah.
Take out another vase. They've already smashed one vase. Another vase.
Smashed one of your own vases with a shoe.
Mate, realise the stupidity of my ways, but open up the doors on the balcony, away they go.
Yeah.
Off into the wilderness.
Yeah, I reckon.
I've had a few run into the glass door too.
Oh, that happens.
And then you go out to check on them and they're like, okay. What about cassowaries?
Oh, my gosh.
What's this? What's their whole act with that giant bone on their
I've
head?
I've never seen one in the wild.
No, they resemble a dinosaur.
They do.
You only ever see them at parks.
They're pretty Queenslandy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're full Queensland. I think they're far north Queensland.
Yeah.
Don't feed the cassowaries.
Look at the claws on that thing.
And that little turkey gobbler.
That's a hand for scale.
Where?
That claw would rip you in two.
That is a dinosaur.
It looks like a velociraptor.
I'm not happy with that.
David in Brunswick, Marty.
Hello, David.
Morning, team. How are you all?
Well, David. How are you, mate?
Really good, thank you. I work in a news agency in the eastern suburbs.
Yeah.
Probably at 100 metres long, 6 metres wide.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, we had 5 pigeons come in, and it took the best bit of 36 hours to get them all out.
Oh, my God.
36 hours?
Wow. 2.5.
Just trying to shepherd them.
Yep. We've got a huge glass shop front, and the amount of times they flew into the glass, I was waiting for them to get knocked out or one to be killed, but no.
Yeah. No. They're plucky little things, aren't they?
Yeah. Can't stand them. Wasn't fun.
They're horrible.
Thank you, David.
You almost need a tennis racket in that situation. Winner! Bam!
Down the line.
How's your little neck now? You rat.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
With Jake, who says, I was in the army driving armoured vehicles with the hatches open. As we got to the training area, a hawk dropped a brown snake onto one of the guys in front of me. And they all bailed. They think the snake was dead, but it would be frightening.
Still. Oh, yeah.
Bird attack. And then Daniel says, I had a bird poo on a dinner table once. I never took her out again.
Good gear. Damien.
Good gear.
Damien in Moorabbin, Marty.
Hello, Damien.
Hi, Damien.
G'day, team. How are you going?
Wonderful, mate. Yeah,
went to go to the toilet late last week, and heard some flapping in the toilet. I thought, bloody hell, what's that? And there was a noisy miner in the bloody toilet. I opened the door, and I thought, what the hell? And I yelled out to my wife, what's going on here? Did that get in? Because all the doors were closed and that.
Yeah.
And I reckon because I leave the bloody lid up, I must have been going for a drink.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you should have thought you were going to do a gag. I thought you were going to say it was one of your kids, a noisy miner.
No, so fuck.
No, I was really I was hoping you were going to do that.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thomas turns away.
Here he is, Daisy Thomas.
Yay!
Good morning.
Daisy. Welcome. Great to see you for 2024.
Great to be back. How are we all?
Well, good. Since we saw you, you got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's all going well. What are we, 6 weeks post and I haven't stuffed it up yet. So
what's your beautiful partner's name?
Natasha.
Natasha.
Yeah. Poor old Natasha. So Natasha had the last name Bongiorno. Not poor old because of me, because of this reason. We'll say that after early.
Yeah.
I had the beautiful Italian surname of Bongiorno. Now she's Natasha Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, she could have kept it.
She put the idea out that I go to Dale Bongiorno.
Dale Bongiorno would be fun.
That would have been excellent.
Okay.
Too late now.
Worth thinking about. Run us through the wedding. It got a lot of attention at the time.
It got a bit, yeah. No, it was. We had a property down near the Grampians, Mount William Station, it's called. Unbelievable.
Nice.
So you're coming through these dirt roads, middle of nowhere.
Lovely.
And then next minute there's a big hedge, a big Mediterranean sort of style, old school house.
Who sourced that?
Natasha. Well, our wedding planner. The wonderful Laura from Wanderlust.
Were you like Will and had nothing to do with the planning of your wedding?
I was in charge of the recovery. Natasha gave the wedding planner a list of about 500 long. So there was two places in the world we could get married.
Yeah.
And one of them was down there.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
And we got perfect weather, 26, 25, and then 33 for the recovery as we sat by a pool.
Sat by a pool just with an esky smashing cans.
Well, responsibly. But
of course.
Mainly smashing them.
Yeah. Really hooking in.
Billy Brownless on a sunbed.
Billy Brownless on a sunbed with all these beautiful of Tash's friends next to him with his cruiser hat on watching the races. Be more on Bramble.
What more do you want?
Mate, that's fun. Yeah, so that would have been great.
It was awesome. And then we went away for a couple of weeks, went to Uluwatu for a week, Canggu for a week.
Oh.
But I made the mistake of not returning one call or one email.
Right.
Which sounds at the time like a great idea, but then you come back and you are inundated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nearly had a
nervous
breakdown.
Maybe should have put a half day in there somewhere to just do emails.
Or, at least, put the PA onto it or something.
Yeah.
And before that, I would have had to get a PA, but that's okay.
That's right.
It would have been a good investment.
Put it into Natasha's, I was going to say inbox, but that doesn't sound right.
What a honeymoon's for? Sharing the mailing load.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mate, I don't want to dig too deep into this class action that's been bought by Phil Cracker.
And Jimmy.
And
brother.
Jimmy, yep. There's some heavy names being attached to this. The allegation is that the AFL failed to protect them from racial abuse on and off the field over several decades. Claims have been alleged against Kevin Sheedy, Terry Danaher, Rod Austin, Billy Duckworth, Wayne Johnson. I mean, we're sort of naming names now. I don't want it to end up being like the Alistair Clarkson Fagan thing where the AFL says, well, we'll take the investigation from here.
Mm.
It drags out for 7 months and we never hear about it again.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how that actually works because it's been lodged at the Supreme Court.
Mm.
So I'm not sure if that takes it out of the AFL hands or however you do that. But, unfortunately, the game's history is riddled with these. And without saying,
so is life. And I'm not trying to diminish anyone's perspective or position here, but gee, Willy Winkers, if we're going to drift back into the 80s and talk about racism in Australia,
Well, Kevin Sheedy's come out and categorically denied his name being associated with it. It shouldn't be. But, you know, Sir Doug Nicholls round is there for a reason way back when. Obviously, at Carlton, we've got the Sid Jackson incident who went back. They did the rapid action to try and, I guess, apologise and say sorry for all the misdemeanours and all the, you know, abuse that was hurled back in the day. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what these guys were subjected to at some stage, whether it be from fans, players, just in society, because the hurt that was being done at the time wasn't really known or understood as it is now. And again, where it ends up, hopefully the Phil and Jimmy feel like they've received the support they need and, you know, apologies they need for on behalf of all the players they've lodged it on.
Correct. That's the main point. What about Clayton and Geelong? There's some talk he might go down there.
It's probably about 75 k's between the two of them around the bay. Dandenong Highway is probably your best option.
Clayton to Geelong. There's some talk that he'll go at the end of the year with how many years left on the contract, William?
Remaining five, I believe.
Five at a million a year.
Yeah.
Jay Clark's big on this one.
Well, Geelong just seemed to be the club that, if you do have a bit of a checkered history, they can come and sort you out pretty quickly. Yeah. We saw little Stengel down there in the forward pocket come and become an All-Australian in a premiership year. Look, hopefully Clayton, first and foremost, can make sure he's in a position where he's happy, he's healthy and playing good footy. Because, you know, you don't want innuendo around why he'll be leaving Melbourne. I think the biggest thing for him is to sort his off-field issues out, whatever they may be, and from there play his best footy and end up wherever he's going to be the happiest. And if it is Melbourne, I hope that they can sort this out, because I'm sure he'd love to stay a Melbourne player, premiership player there, of course. But if you're anyone else, if you'd be certainly putting your hand up for a mil a year for a player who has a CV that is, for most people, they'd be happy with at the end of their career. He's still got a lot of good footy ahead of him.
A lot. Where does a story like this start, do you reckon?
Because, usually the beginning.
You know, is there a responsibility on a Jay Clark, given that we all know the position that Clayton's been in?
Is there a responsibility on a journalist to report any facts? Is this the question?
That's the question. Or indeed to sit on something until there's more shape and resolution around it, given that we know this guy struggled with his mental health. Does this put Clayton under more pressure in club land?
And Jay, very respected journalist, I think that he would have had some sort of inkling or push from somewhere. This wouldn't just be a off-a-whim sort of comment. But the whole reporting of Clayton and over the preseason into the season proper, this is what really annoys me, is that he deserves time to actually go away and, you know, come back as happy and healthy as he can, and we don't afford him that. The speculation is always there. Every person at the Melbourne Footy Club's asked about it whenever they front the media. Just relax, you know, and it probably comes both ways. The way that Melbourne handled it to start off with in talks of maybe trading him, they sort of brought it to the forefront, if anything. So, where it ends up, hopefully, you know, if you're Geelong, you'd be wrapped. They just have a knack of doing this, don't they?
Unbelievable recruiters. Yeah. Dangerfield, Cameron.
Yeah. What a place to go, though.
You're and he had a good, solid first game back here.
30-odd disposals. Yeah. He's still a gun, regardless of that.
Do you subscribe to the thought that players owe their club if they've gotten them through some tumultuous times? We saw Willy Rioli kind of, not abandoned West Coast, but they were very disappointed when he left after his issue.
Yeah, it's catch 22 again, because if you stay with loyalty and you're no good, you know, it doesn't really come back the other way. Oh, you stuck with us. Psh, out the door, piss off.
Taran at North.
Yeah.
We gave that guy a lot of opportunities to get himself back on track.
Yeah, and, you know, they're slightly different, or pretty different to what Willy Rioli was going through at the time, but I don't think there's as much loyalty both ways anymore, from clubland to player, from player to clubland, because at the end of the day, everyone's starting to look out for themselves and best opportunity to go forward, and clubs in a premiership window now have the ability just to go out and source players who they think they can top them up one or two spots and contend.
Let's talk Thursday night.
Tomorrow. Long weekend. Yeah. Very good, but geez, right. It condenses
it throws
you,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it throws
Sneaks
you.
Up.
Yeah. One of your old teams who looked very good up in Brisbane, it has to be said. Loz is pretty pumped. She's got the 2024 membership sticker on the computer.
She's got to get the membership out of the bin after she threw it there at halftime last week.
And then, of course, Richmond with three big ins coming back into the side.
Yes, well, poor Collingwood, Carlton fans, I think everyone's nervous.
Yeah. Mm.
The win was so good against Brisbane. The most Carlton thing historically would come out now and lose to Richmond on a Thursday night.
Mm.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they've sort of got past that as a group, which hopefully they have. But it should be a good game now with Lynch coming back in, of course, Dusty Martin as well, and Big Nank in the ruck there.
Mm.
It levels things up a little bit and gives them a hope, Richmond, because they were poor, poor, poor against the Gold Coast Suns. But Thursday night footy, round one, it's back at the MCG. Round zero, not for me, move on.
Yeah, round zero, not for me, but this feels like the footy's starting
and
again.
And it will. In Melbourne, there'll be a big crowd, and it should be a cracking game.
Hopefully they get. What's the weather supposed to be like on Thursday?
Slight shower.
A couple of showers.
Ah, 21.
That's all right.
Yeah,
right.
So it'll turn anyone off. It's Melbourne. Yeah. It could be 45. Who knows?
Exactly.
Have an early dinner in the CBD and walk up to the ground.
Absolutely.
It'll be wonderful.
Oh.
Lovely to see you, mate.
Great to see you.
Congratulations
all. See you
on the wedding.
Week?
Yes.
Daisy Thomas.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
Loza, what do you got from
just
today?
One thing today, because we're pretty good. We're getting better.
Yeah, of course.
Our 8 a.m. Spin It DJ contestant said this about his song.
It was Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Frog in a sock.
David in the sack.
Not my wheelhouse. I want the old stuff.
Yeah. That song's 30 years old. So.
Maybe he wants 40-year-old songs.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
We should ask.
We should have clarified.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Back end of the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed that wherever you are listening around the world.
Enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed providing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do you got on Insta, William?
We had Pamela, who says, how's this for a horrible teacher?
Uh-oh.
In year eight, our French teacher said to a student in front of the whole class, if you don't shut up, I'm going to dig a hole, bury you in it, and keep your ass hanging out so I can use it as a bike rack.
Oh, my God.
In French?
What's wrong with that?
Somebody's thought about that. That's not a random sort of selection of words.
No, I don't like that.
You did suggest we were going to play Pink's latest CD in Matthew's arsehole recently.
Did you?
I went to see her last night. I was hoping she was going to sing it.
Sing Matthew's arsehole?
When you say it out of context.
It sounds bad.
It sounds awful.
It was funny at the time.
Well, of course.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember it.
This same teacher, says Pamela, gave someone a wet willy.
Oh, you can't be touching.
No. Needless to say, he didn't last long at the school, which is good news, I suppose. Wet
willy's gone. Foul.
Yeah.
Foul on both sides.
I prefer my willy's dry. I'm referring to me when I dribble my Dougal over my shirt.
Yes.
Is that the only thing you dribble?
That's a wet willy.
you weren't always great at it, though, were you?
Oh, my God.
God, you love talking about my foreskin.
Because I'm intrigued.
Day, that one day in particular was horrendous.
Oh, my God, I was bullied.
You were actually bullied.
You weren't bullied.
I put in a thing to HR.
Oh, did you?
I never heard about it.
You didn't hear it?
HR doesn't exist. It's called something else, isn't it?
People experiences.
Yeah.
HR. What a crew. Honestly. Busy work.
Yeah. Hey Hey, the podcast, which we do love. It's a Small World. Has your new EP, Tegan, told you about her brief stint as a pro wrestler?
No.
Really?
Oh, are you hesitant to bring it up? This person from Hey Hey the Podcast actually worked on the pro wrestling show she was on as part of the production team.
Oh.
Perhaps. Oh, Tegan saying hi.
Don't wave that hand, mate. That's your bung finger hand.
Might have been how she bunged it.
Yeah.
No, I know how she bunged it. Mm. It wasn't pro wrestling. It was... arriving.
What?
It's a hard way to ruin your finger. Just turning up.
Poor Teagues.
Poor Teagues. We'll find out more about the pro wrestling career. Yeah. I love my wrestling.
Find out when I've gone, which will be shortly, hopefully.
Just don't listen to him.
You'll like this. Okay. So Dominic spotted Troy driving this week.
Oh, here we go.
William.
Madges! That's your number plate.
I wonder if I couldn't get that at Vic Rhodes.
How can you get Madges as a number plate?
But that could be his name.
Well, it could be.
And it's not.
It'd almost have to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To get Madges?
Yeah.
It's not photoshopped, is it?
No.
Surely. I'm never sure of the plates.
Is this Victoria?
It's Victoria. So it's six.
Search for a number
plate? Yeah.
Okay. Check vehicle registration. Registration check.
It's on the back of a Tesla.
Okay.
It's a Tesla, man.
Manges. Car. Search. It's real.
There we go.
It's real.
It's real.
Blue Tesla sedan.
There we go.
How it's real.
Does that get passed?
I don't know.
T. Ellis.
Do you reckon there's one fun dude at Vic Rhodes who sees Manjis and goes,
But surely,
let him have Manjis.
Surely he could be recalled for being offensive.
Well, I assume.
I mean, they've approved it. If they've approved it, then...
There must be offensive number plates recalled quite regularly.
Have to be.
Once they realise.
Yeah, what it is.
Like that one we saw the other day that was arsehole backwards.
Yeah, that was excellent. Yeah.
Upside down, wasn't it?
It was upside down.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yeah.
It's upside down. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I know someone who had a generic default number plate that was issued to them that was G-A-I, and then they didn't want it, so they sent it back because they didn't want to drive around with gay on their car.
Oh, that's unfair.
I had a friend of mine too at the time. His rego was P-U-F, and he didn't want that either.
Puff.
Magic Puff's dragon.
Manji is a name. Maybe it's Manji.
It's it might be Zed. Surname.
Yeah.
Manji. Manji. Manji Zed.
Or, yeah.
That would be Manji's.
That's Manji's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Manji Zed.
Oh, Tegan sent through some wrestling. Here we go. This is her wrestling.
Oh, Jesus. Be careful.
Caught up in the corner. Oh, here we go.
Oh, working the ropes.
To the second rope.
Look out.
Oh my God.
That really is wrestling. What do you call that move?
Hurricanrana? Something like that.
I've never
seen
that.
How long did it take you to learn that?
That was impressive.
A while.
Wow.
Gee whiz. Do you mind if we put that up on the Martyverse? People would love to see that.
That's your landlord you're fighting, yeah?
from Marcus, King Parrot landed on my cap in Rawson a few weeks ago.
That's fine. They're very...
Oh, look at that. Beautiful.
They're very tame, the king
they
parrots.
Are.
They'll eat out of your hand.
Stunning bird.
Yeah, aren't they beautiful?
Mm. He's a good-looking bloke, too.
He is.
He's a good man, Marcus.
Yeah.
Sends a lot for him. We had from Bruce. He was the man that was catching up on the European cricket overnight and sent through this screen grab because it's probably the worst individual performance we've seen so far. Mm. And unfortunately for Aurangzeb, he has gone for 45 in the one over that he bowled, which means that I, Hussain, is on 72 off, what's that, 21 deliveries.
Oh, my God. We're going to catch up with Vinny, who is the lead commentator on the European Cricket League.
Vinny Sandu.
Hopefully tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to walk through some of the hits and misses of that joint. And if you haven't seen any of the highlights, quickly Google 3 to the keeper. And just have a look at how bad cricket can be in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Adam send through his baby, Amelia, 11 months.
Now that Matthew's gone, we can have babies back.
Oh, yeah.
It's the people that don't want babies.
We don't like
but
babies.
We need to put him up on the thing.
We can accept bungo babies.
Oh
absolutely.
Yeah. So here's a bung-eyed Amelia, 11 months.
Oh, hang on.
She could become the youngest member of the Bandits.
Okay.
She's in there.
Maybe she's just a bit sleepy.
But also, I notice that, you know how newborns always, their eyes are just completely skew. If it's like they can't
focus them. Literally.
Yeah, they literally can't. Maybe she's got time.
She's 11 months.
She's very sweet. That looks like a yummy sandwich.
Avocado toast.
It looks like avo, doesn't it? Yeah, kids love avo. It's love a real mushy thing. Jeez, I'm so... Kids in high chairs. Oh, so triggering.
Yeah, why? The mess.
Oh, it's just hard work.
Revolting.
Oh,
right, yeah. The mess is
stuff everywhere.
Everything thrown on the floor.
But did Dudley used to eat everything off the floor?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. My youngest child in the high chair was like a tornado.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Stuff everywhere.
High chairs are actually quite rare now. All of my friends, their babies, have got those little seats
that you vice onto the side of the table.
And you just either sit them onto the table or onto the one of the chairs, and they just sit there or they sit on the table at the start.
Are they safer? Mm. Is that why, maybe?
I think it's
actually... Well, it's like you don't have to get it out. Daddy, daddy, dum, buddy, buddy, bum. But, spaghetti bolognese with my youngest child was, oh my God.
Mm. Horrendous.
Like a murder scene.
Yeah.
Oh. Was everywhere.
And that was just last week.
Hey! Bam! Woo!
Woo! Boo! Finally from our friend Fat Albert.
Yes!
He says...
What's Fat Albert up to?
How's his family?
That I don't know how his family is. He had some long lost siblings.
Siblings, or, he found them. Yeah. There's a whole backstory, guys.
There's a whole backstory. Got a new toy at work to record podcasts.
Yeah.
And checking out the various FX panel, but I'm a bit nervous to press this one. Mm. Does Bok Choy have one of these ready and loaded on his board of tricks?
Yeah.
And Fat Albert has sent through the mixing desk or whatever. He's got an arrow pointing to rim shot.
Do you have a rim shot, Troy?
You would have a rim shot in the system, wouldn't you?
I think I do have one somewhere.
Might be under...
I thought it was going to be a Matthew sound.
I thought it was going to be Matthew going,
ooh! I thought it was going to be Matthew going,
yes. Oh, you do have a rim shot.
There you go. That's your rim shot.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing.
A rim shot is a drum reference, isn't it?
Yeah, rim
shot.
What's
it sound like?
Rim of the snare. Yeah.
Oh, you just hit the side of it.
Yeah.
It's just a ding.
Might be under Molly. All right, I gotta go.
All right.
Get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shegold Show. We will chat to you next time from Triple M, who is hosting tonight.
This day it's Matthew.
Matthew.
Adele.
Marty Shegold.
Hello, it's Marty
Shegold. Sorry, Tommy.
Troy!
Troy!
The Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.